look bad?
Welcome back, everybody, to They Not Like Us. We've had a fantastic week. We've had a couple videos hit some really good views. So
pretty excited.
So Utah Valley, we're on the way. We're rising up. Will we become the next Mr. Beast? Mystery Box challenges.
I don't know if you want to be Mr. Beast right now.
No. I don't wanna
James, what's his name?
James So.
Yeah,
I love James.
Oh yeah, James So. Good guy. He's a cool guy. Elder TikTok. Collab with Elder TikTok, perhaps.
Hey, hit us up, man.
So this episode is going to be really interesting because we actually got y'all submissions on chisme, or for the audience who doesn't know, tea, gossip, right?
For the non-initiated.
The dictionary term for chisme, gossip, Latin word for gossip, drama, bless her heart.
The best reality TV is real-time gossip.
Abuela chisme. That is the
love that abuela chisme, chisme, bro.
So we got y'all submissions. We got some really good ones, and we're just going to dive right in. But before we do, Jared, do you want to introduce somebody we have with us today?
Okay, straight from Del Rio, Texas.
Hey, yo, hold on, bro. San Antonio, bro. I don't claim Del Rio, and I've never even lived in Del Rio once.
This is your introduction, man. You can't ruin the introduction. Okay, straight from San Antonio, Texas, quote unquote.
This guy.
What side?
Straight from
Northwest.
Northwest side. Boom, boom, boom. Straight from EA Sports, where he has a sponsorship.
Esports.
Esports? Oh, yeah. My bad. Esports.
Okay. That's you have EA Esports, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend, Scotty Hidalgo.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, there Scott, go, just give it. Just give us a little rundown. Where you come from.
Who you is.
Who you is, what you love, and what you finna do on this podcast, baby.
Well, you know, my name's Scott, but to the internet, I'm more known as OG Susano. Big OG guy from the border. That's why they were making fun of me because of Del Rio. But really, I claim Eagle Pass. Shout out Eagle Pass. That's where all the problems are right now in Eagle Pass. So shout out to my fellow Eagle Pass people. Here to talk that cheese, man. I mean, I wish we could have had some like pan dulce and some like grandma, like abuela hot chocolate, be like pretending we're like at the barbershop, you know, like
it's the scene from Mulan where she's like, now pour the tea.
You know, talking that cheese, man. But right. You know, I'm excited. We did try to do a little recording. Yo,
where'd you get this?
What?
Where'd you get that?
This is a gift from Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson won a Ovala. And he graciously gave it to me.
I was going for a Jeep Gladiator, and I didn't win those sweepstakes, so I got the third consolation prize on Owala. So,
did they actually give someone a Jeep?
No, it's the BYU.
Could you imagine that really sham marketing event that was broadcasting event, and hey, they actually gave a Jeep Gladiator, but instead it was just in a walla.
The cheese me on that was crazy. We walked in and
yeah, tell them that cheese me.
Bro, we walked in, we're like, okay, we're gonna find ourselves like a little career path, right? Like we're gonna put our skills to the test. No one was hiring.
Two men in the entertainment industry.
What the heck are we doing here? Like, how do you have a job fair? It's like going to an actual fair with no machines, no rides, no foods, just people sitting there in the dirt and going, hey, next year there could be a fair.
There could be
potential.
It was like, so annoying too, because like we went to like every department. Right. I'd say there were probably like 9 to 8 departments, and only like one was hiring. And they're like, crazy. Are you guys great writers?
And it was janitorial.
and writing. me and Josh have worked like writing before. Like I've done script writing and copywriting for like social media. Please and of course, he's done like he's read scripts, so he knows what like scripts look like.
I've used ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
You know, that inhumane touch. There's no human touch in that script. But yeah, and then we like pull up and they're like, are you guys writers? And I'm like, no. He's a world-class actor. I'm a world-class commentator.
Hey, yo.
And like, bro, like, what's going on here? Like, this is clearly.
It's like, do you not see like my freaking talent? Do you understand? I'm a freaking living legend. I went viral on TikTok, bro.
He's been viral on TikTok. I've been viral on TikTok, like,
nothing,
you know.
Nothing. I mean, you weren't viral yet.
Although my virality was during the pandemic, but
oh yeah, that's right.
Anyways, Yeah, it's all about
me. I got
a
free bike. I got a free e-bike.
You did? Yeah. Okay.
But you got a bike?
Yeah, but we want to hear the cheesement of this last weekend, and then we'll go to the submissions.
Okay, hold on. We got to set the scene. So before we go into our own submissions, Scott recently went through something very difficult, and we do not take this lightly. Our soldier fought bravely.
All you got to know is that he's going to be at the gym a lot more.
Yes.
That's what you need to know.
So the scene is set. Scott just recently went through something, and we really want to hear it, Scott.
So to kind of tell you how hard I'm going now, today I restarted the Arnold split, and that's already like...
He opened up the book.
That's like killer already, just doing the Arnold split. But so I had a little fling. So the guys were trying to make me go and go and like chat up some women. But the thing is, I was down. But the problem is, I had something cooking. Something was on the back burner. All right. And there's this chick. We'll just say her name's Marie. So Marie, great lady.
Her name's Mary,
real nice.
For anyone who wants to know.
Real beautiful. Marie, I mean, like we was like PB&J.
Chopping it up, right?
Yeah, we were chefing it up. Yeah. Chief keefing it, if you will. And you know, we go out, we're having a good time, and you know, eventually she comes over Saturday, and I'm just chilling there making some orange chicken and fried rice, as I usually do. That's like my favorite meal to make right now. Shout out Trader Joe's.
That's awesome.
And as we finish the meal, like I said, we just started like Friday. I'd say more like Thursday night, Friday. After the meal, she's like, you know, I just don't think that the effort that I'm putting in is what you want.
What?
And I just feel that this isn't going to go anywhere because of my inadequacies and how much you love passionately. What? I was so confused.
How does she know you love passionately, bro?
Because I'm a
They've
Mexican,
loved
bro.
Passionately
I'm Latino, bro. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Allá, ahí está, güey. Mi corazón, you know? And
she saw Machado and was like, I can't handle that.
I'm like making the Jamaica. Wait. She's like...
Tell me one thing. Was she a white girl?
She was a white girl.
She a gringo, man. So, huh? Wait. So...
Wait, that was the wrong... There we go.
So she ate your food.
Yeah.
And then she told you, hey... This can't be happening.
Well,
ate your orange chicken, bro.
Here's the thing. I've recently come aware of this culture of meal planning through dates. I'm just going to say, ladies out there, if you just so happen to do that, there's a special seat for you, man, because that is dirty. That is dirty. There's this chick that I know that does that, man. And she's like, yeah, I got all my meals planned throughout this week. She's like, I'm going out with, like, Josh. I'm going out with William this day. And then I'm going to go meet up with, like, Ted on that day. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's a real big thing.
I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Morals, bro. No one's got any freaking...
But don't you get big because, like, they're only eating out? Like, they're only eating fast food?
Well,
they'll
eat, like, a meal a day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're just, like, eating, like, one big meal a day at the expense... Of the hombre, of the man.
That's kind
of
smart, to be honest.
That's why I stopped dating. I get
too many sweats,
out.
Bro. Too many. It got too competitive.
Or we just pay separate. Just make it.
Man, if I was a girl, I would do that, bro.
Can I say something real quick about a story real quick? Some other cheese, man. Okay. So there's this girl that I was kind of tangoing with.
Hold on.
Oh, what's up?
Now pour the tea.
So there's this girl I was going out with, San Antonio, right? And this was like one of those, like, she's not girlfriend material nor wife material.
Y torta?
Torta. CTP.
Okay, she's not wife material.
She's not wife material. She's not girlfriend material, but she's like weekend material, you know.
Torta time!
Sorry. Sorry, audio viewers. I just like ear just blasted you.
We have you muted in the entire time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, dude, I can't even hear y'all. So I'm just kind of worried that, like, I'm not even getting, like, any...
I can hear you.
Audio? You can?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's all that matters. And so we're going out. We're going to Chili's, right? I got the triple dipper, bro. And this chick, she's not a member, by the way.
Okay.
She's not a member. So she's ordering margs. Like, she's ordering, like, the big margs. From Chili's,
yeah.
Large, Marge.
Yeah, yeah. And I, we're just going out as friends. I have no romantic interest at this point.
Don't tell me.
Waiter comes by. Waiter sees us, and we're in a one-by-one booth. So it was kind of set up like a date, you know. So there we are. We're just chatting it up. She's telling me about her week. I'm telling her about my week. Because here's the thing. Players got to play, and they got to practice their shot. I'd be out there practicing my free throw, doing my two-step, you know what I'm saying? So a player got to stay fresh. And so I'm just going out with this chick, keeping that skill up, you know?
Yeah.
Waiter comes back. She just combined the check. She didn't even come by and say, like, is this separate or together? Right. She just combined the checks. And, like, as a man, and by the way, she's Latina. So, of course, she's like, you wanted me to go out, so you're going to pay, you know? And I was like, damn. Like, she's over here ordering the triple dipper plus the margs, two margs, and here I am with just my triple dipper. So, question to the fans out there. Are you paying the check, or are you sending it back to get split immediately?
Was it a date?
No, it was not a date. It was just more like a lunch between friends.
Well, then, no. I mean, I think it's a very obvious, like, 50 Cent said it best. It's like, who pays for the date? And he's like, whoever idea was to go out on the date in the first place, right? If it's a date.
It's a date.
Now, okay. If it's not a date, separate.
You separate.
And then whoever asked for the date, they pay. I'm old-fashioned, and I'll pay regardless for someone who's worth that. However, most people are not. Their value is not worth.
How much was the bill?
The bill was like 40, almost like, bucks? Yeah, almost like $40.
$20 each.
Because not $40 each, like in total. Because
he spent $13.
But $20 each.
Essentially, almost. Yeah. Well, because like the triple dipper is like, I don't know, like $15 or so.
Triple dipper.
Say it one more time.
Well, that's the thing. The triple dipper is like the most popular item
one more
right
time.
Now. It's actually really good.
Say that one more time.
Although, here's the thing. I've been eating like healthy a lot since I got up here to Utah. I tried eating a triple dipper up here because I was working an event online, and they gave us like a 35% off Uber Eats code for like from the sponsor. Dude,
no invite.
I tried eating it, and I felt so sick afterwards. And I was like, dude, I can't eat out like this, bro. Like, I've been eating healthy so much, like, for like a month now or
good,
2 months now.
You look
and,
good.
Like, eating organics. Mm-hmm. And I tried eating that. Oh, dude, like, it, like, hurt,
it's
bro.
Called the triple bypass.
It ruined my Saturday night. But to continue the story real quick. So, because I'm a classic man, I'm a very, you know, old values, traditional man, I paid it.
Wow.
But at the same time, I was like, damn. I wish I didn't pay it because, like, one, my value is I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't drink, period. And so to, like, pay for another girl's drinks like that.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I bet.
Yeah, and it was very frustrating. And so, you know, that's why, you know, to reiterate.
Did
like,
you even get a whistle?
Huh?
Did you get a kiss?
No, he didn't get
no, bro. She's my homie. And by the way, a little context. She had, like, a boyfriend up in Dallas. And
you pay for a girl's drinks and she has a boyfriend?
Whoa.
She cheated.
Whoa. So you were one-on-one with a girl that had a boyfriend.
And she was drinking.
You guys were on the same side?
No. It's a one-by-one. So you're like across. You're just like that.
Yeah, the booth is like this big.
Like that.
Bro. Yeah. I don't even know if we can post this anymore, bro. Some kid in Dallas has a hit on you now.
No. Because here's what happened. Low-key, she was catching feelings after that. Because I guess, like, and this is what I mean by, like, she's not wife or girlfriend material.
Blame it on the whiskey.
Because, like,
blame it on
every guy who she had, like, been with, like, low-key was, like, was, like, low-key treating her like dirt. And so, finally, like, some guy actually, like, gives her, like, decent, you know, like, some decency.
Pays for the triple dipper.
Yeah, pays for the triple dipper and double marks.
Did you pay for my triple dipper? You're so handsome, you know this?
And here's the thing. She, like, broke up with that boyfriend.
Wow. Yeah,
like in a month. In a month, she broke up with that boyfriend.
She cheated on him.
No, but what she's having this conversation, she's like, well, Scott Hidalgo pay for my triple dipper. And he's like, are you freaking, where is this guy? He's in San Antonio. I expect the bare minimum. Scott is over here paying for
everything. And she like calls me and she's like crying. By the way, I'm at the movies with the fam. I'm watching The Minions.
Oh, that's a good one.
And...
Bad boy.
the banana, you know?
Banana.
And so she calls me, and I'm like, She's like crying. She's like, I just broke up with John, and like I could really use your companionship. And like I said, she's not girlfriend material.
Dude, she's using
wife material. So I pulled the pimp move. I said, girl, go pray about it, man. Don't talk to me. What you doing trying to talk to me?
Hey, go pray about it.
I did not think that was going to be the pimp move.
No, the pimp move would have been like, shut up, you know, and then, you know,
I thought the pimp move was like, all right, come on over.
Nah, that's the player move. A pimp keeps his material away from him, you know. Doesn't make it personal.
His work and his personal life. Business.
Yeah, keeps it business, you know.
Okay. So let me ask, communication severed, no longer talking.
Yeah, I don't talk to this girl anymore. In fact, I restricted her from my Instagram.
Restricted.
Dang. Not even a block, straight restrict.
It's a soft block.
You want to keep the follower, but you don't want
her. Because here's the thing, like she was like a decent person.
Right.
But it just came down to like, I don't know, like Stockholm syndrome or something. Like she just started like throwing herself at me and I'm like, whoa. Like get away, you know? Like
you got commitment issues.
What's that?
You got commitment issues.
Me?
Yeah. It's okay, man.
You know, it's a scary word around here in Provo. Don't say that C word lightly, bro.
That's facts. All right.
That's the end of my story.
I like that. That was good. That's a good segue to our submissions.
Let's look at the submissions.
All right. So the first one. So they say, I'll start off sweet and simple. So I have a coworker. She was talking to this one guy from Colorado for quite some time. She made a trip to see him as well. Anyways, mm-hmm. He would send her flowers at work and call her through the work phone to tell her to answer her phone. So he's kind of toxic. So one day she was getting so many text messages and she had her Apple Watch and she was too busy to answer her phone. She went on a 15-minute break and turns out this man had a whole wife. And she basically just said, stay away from my husband. He's married to me. And sends an attachment of his ding-a-ling, of his ding-dong.
What type of power move is that? What?
That's
checkmate.
She's showing her, hey, this is mine.
And she just sends a picture of the salchicha?
That's a pimp move right
it's
there.
It's hers.
That's a pimp move right there. You want to talk about a pimp move? That's a pimp
what
move.
What is that? If you smell something in your tailpipe and it's a little bit of shake and bake, you know, like what the?
That's a triple decker right there.
That's a triple dipper. I'll tell you what, right there, man.
Well, the first thing, the first red flag is like the work phone thing. I think just the work phone in general.
Yeah.
Because one, untraceable. Two, I remember working in like my first time job, like Dunkin' Donuts, how annoying it was when like
you worked at somebody, Dunkin' Donuts?
I did. I had so, it was a nightmare. It was a fever dream. But, anyways, how annoying it was to get like a phone call and, you know, be like, hey, Joe, is Maria there? I'm like, bro, this is Dunkin'. Like, why you know, hi, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. Can I take your order? Yeah, I need to speak to Maria. I'm like, bro, call her freaking cell. Well, she don't have a phone, bro, but tell her I'm going to pick her up at 6. I'm like, bro, ever have those experiences where it's like,
at Subway, yeah.
I don't stop calling the work. It's like, this is Subway, bro. Pay for a phone, bro.
I had a story like that, but at Six Flags, bro.
Oh, no.
I don't even know how they got the number to Johnny Rockets, bro. Yeah. Those things are like internal wired, bro. And all of a sudden, I'm getting an outbound call from like, I don't know, some random dude, and he's like, hey, you guys got the steak fries in stock? I'm like, steak fries?
How did you get our number?
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm like, funny enough, my like manager at the time, his name was Jared. I'm like, Jared? I'm like, Jared, you know we don't have that in stock right now. What you mean you don't have that in stock?
Oh, was it a prank call?
No, it was like a random dude. He's like, I'm about to bring the family over today, and we're trying to eat some steak fries.
So you mean we can't feed our kids?
Like, what the freak is going on?
Have y'all seen that video? No. Where it's like Popeyes is out of chicken, Boondocks did an episode, right? And they're like, what you mean no chicken? So you mean we can't feed our kids? And the guy's like, guess we'll order some pizza.
Yeah, the white guy. Pick up a pizza.
That was crazy.
They knew that they were having this sale for months.
All right, next one. America. So at work, there's this under the table love square, right?
Okay, that already sounds under the table.
Under love the table, square. Love square. So it's on the DL. There's like a love triangle.
No, it's literally under the table.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. There.
Hey, yo. Hey. All right, continue.
Oh, wait, wrong one. There you go. Got you. Thanks. The only person who knows that they're all clapping, or kissing is me. Why do I know? Because I'm autistic and I see everything.
Oh, I thought he's gonna be like, I'm the
my man's got superpowers. He got the tism superpowers.
You got the syndrome, bro.
Mister, no, I think we're all autistic, a little bit, and it's a superpower, bro. It's a superpower.
How does he know?
Genius. He's autistic, bro. They literally have insights that we can't. We're clouded.
Sixth sense.
We're like, clouded by these
reverberations of the claps and like air as it travels. Something's going on in this Taco Bell restroom, and I know it.
He has 5 senses of who's doing what, bro?
I can't.
Oh, I can't. My.
Bro, that's one of the, that's absolutely wild.
William.
Scott, we got mothers listening to this, bro.
And the mothers know.
No,
the mothers
no,
know.
Stop it. Stop
they became
it.
Mothers for a reason.
He's just like Jaden, bro.
It's bro just, yeah, bro. Jaden was too
we
much.
Gotta,
bro.
I got to introduce you to the 12-year-old kid at my house.
12-year-old,
yeah, you gotta introduce him to a 12-year-old.
We know you. Like let's not do that. It's my agent out there.
So he's got autism powers, which is great. I'm actually very happy. I think that is super dope. And
like split.
He knows that people are the issue. Is this happened in Utah?
I don't know.
Swingers.
I don't think so.
Soft swinging.
Hopefully we can't expose the submitters, not. Bro.
Yeah.
Would you be mad at him? Should he air out the love triangle or like snitches get stitches kind of a deal? Or
air
you think
out?
It's
was he bringing a Beretta M9?
It's like his responsibility as the autistic Avenger to tell everyone of what's going on.
For me, the best kind of chisme is the one that you only know and you see how everyone reacts. Mm. But the whole point about chisme is that you have to share it. Right?
Right. Serial killer-esque. So like, you got to leave trails.
You got to leave trails. So right. I think, like, I mean, this is horrible, but I would be the only one that knows it, but I would be telling a couple people here and there, like, oh, you see, like, Scott and Marie are, you know, they kind of seem friendly.
I love doing like, that.
and then when it happens, when everybody finds out, you're like, I knew it the entire time.
Told you. That
I told you guys.
Give me the ojo, bro. I might go and say what's up, bro.
Oh, tough, brother.
Bro. You're going to keep playing night tag or you're going to hit up the boy?
Okay. All right. Next one. Right. When I was 17, I worked at a restaurant and ended up having a full-on relationship with my then 28-year-old manager.
Damn!
I had never dated anyone ever. Now that I'm almost his age, I know it was grooming. Sick
oh my
man.
Lord.
He ended up getting a girl pregnant from our job and then another girl after that.
Okay, I've already talked about this. I cannot tell you how many times Chili's, BJ's restaurant, Brew House, forget any restaurant
it's
you've
the
ever.
Triple Dipper, bro.
Oh, jeez. I have literally, you see it all the time. Like, it's literally an archetype, the young hostess, the line cook, or manager. And the line cook and manager always ends up getting the girls pregnant, and they always have multiple baby mamas, bro. For some reason, it's like a trophy. It's like some weird, sick predator game.
It's that Nick Cannon award, bro.
It's straight up. Like, they have this weird mentality. If you're a restaurant manager or a line cook, there's probably a 50% chance you are fooling around with the hostess and that you've got a couple baby mamas lined up calling, hey, I need to speak to Romeo. Tell him I'm going to pick him up at 8.
pardon? Who?
Romeo, I need to talk to Romeo right now. Okay.
Where's the child support?
I used to work at the movie theaters back in San Antonio. Mm. I was like in the restaurant staff. I was like part of like the bar staff. So I would like help make drinks if there were not enough bartenders, and like pass out drinks to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Which crazy concept, drinking at the movie theater, bro. I'm like, I'm trying to watch the movie, not be tipsy at the movie.
No, that makes the movie more fun, bro.
But
woo, minions,
my boys,
my boy.
But dude, it was like the dishwasher dude that was like getting around.
The dishwasher?
Yeah, the dishwasher dude. His name was like Mario, and bro was like in everybody's business.
I've been feeling happy.
That's crazy. He doesn't even have a title, bro. It's dude. Dishwasher dude, bro.
Well,
because
like
that's crazy.
Like they have the kitchen, and then there's like a small area that's dedicated to just dishes. And every time I come in there, I'm like, hey, Mario, what's up, bro? You know?
Wait.
And he's like, hey, man, give me a second, man. I'm talking to Brittany, man. She's mad at me, man. And I'm like, and that would happen every week. It was like a new girl. And I like told him one time, there was this real nice girl. Let's say her name's Jenna. I'm like, Jenna, you know anything about Jenna? He's like, oh, yeah, dude. She just got off a bad breakup with some dude. You could slide in there, man. You could be the puppy that she needs. I was like, hey, yo, Mario.
Puppies got these.
I know, man. And safe to say nothing happened with Jenna because that girl was emotionally just broken after that one. But, you know.
Well, that's very – you said she got pregnant?
The person that wrote in didn't, but two other girls.
That's really sad, though. That's really hard and that's really sad. I remember seeing a young lady. I remember she came up to me. We were working takeout together. Yeah. Loved her. So cool. And I remember I told her, I can't tell you how many times I was like, you need to stop fooling around with him. Like, during their break, they'd go out there. And I'm like, hey, you need to stop messing around with him. Like, what do you think you're doing? First of all, he ain't it. Sorry, you're way too pretty.
He a bum.
And man, you got your whole life. He's got three baby mamas. Literally three baby mamas. Hey, anyways, bro. One day, didn't see her. Then she came back and she was like, I've been throwing up past couple days. No. I've missed my period. No. Like, I'm so scared I'm pregnant. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I tried warning you. I'm so sorry. But I felt my heart drop for her because we were such good friends. And she was like 18.
Damn. She's pregnant?
She still has a kid.
Wow.
She lost the kid?
Kid looks just like him.
Oh, I thought she lost the kid.
Just like, not in a mean way, but what I'm saying is, like, I literally, if I forget what he looks like, I just, like, the kid, so.
Dang, that's tough.
I mean, needless to say, it's not the kid's fault. Like, it's a beautiful thing to be a mom. The thing is, like, when we're not ready for things or we don't feel ready, like, that's hard for someone to go through that. So, like, yeah, just, I see it all the time, bro. It's hard, man. Yeah, that's a L for you.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Next one. All right. I have a friend, male, 28, who had a picture posted on social media of him and his mom together kissing. This ain't a cute forehead kiss or a kiss on the cheek. This was straight on the lips.
It's that Tom Brady vibe right there.
It's not a cute peck, but a long kiss. Their lips are smashed against each other, and his hands are around her waist in a grip. I'm looking at you, Scotty. We just had our high school reunion, and it had been the talk of the school.
Talk of the town.
That's just nasty, dude. That's like, gross. What is wrong with you, man? Like, nah, bro. That's enough for me, man.
There was one time, I feel bad saying this. I love my dad. He tried to give me a kiss on the cheek before prom. I legitimately hit the meanest juke of my life.
Like,
absolutely juked the mess out of him. And it's because I have never experienced that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want to judge this guy because his family, like.
No, kiss on the lips now.
I don't know if I want to judge him because maybe that's the family love is so real and so true that, like, who cares if it's a kiss on the lip because I know I'm loved and my family's there for me. However, I will say, that is weird. Past a certain age, you don't call them mama or daddy. You don't kiss on the mouth. You don't touch somebody. And some siblings at church, they'll be like rubbing each other's back, and I'm like, "What the freak are you doing, bro?"
Have you seen that video from that black creator? He's like, "Daddy, I need." He's like, "I need to go to school, daddy." And the guy's like,
mm-mm.
He's like cringing. He's like, "Stop calling me daddy, bro." Mm-hmm.
I will say, I still call my mom. Ma, or like mama.
Well, ma's fine, because that's how we like to say it.
Mama.
Like, hey, ma.
Mama, papa. Mama, sure.
Papa.
But daddy, you feel it? Hold on, check
stop
that.
Stop. I ain't going to have my kids call me daddy, brother.
Papa,
like
papa. Daddy.
Very y'all, I got to take a cold shower, bro.
Video, bro. I'm not kidding you.
I got to go take a cold shower real quick.
Mama. Mommy. I will say, though.
Mommy's kind of bad.
Mamas. Like. Hey, mamas. Mamas is a little crazy, bro. Hey, what's up, mamas? Mamas, you don't got to hide no more, mamas. Look at me.
I feel like that's what, like, other women call, like children, you know, like mamas and stuff like that. Not like dudes to women. Because I would never say, daughter. Hey, mamas. Like, that just sounds weird. Mika? I've heard, like, other women call other women, like, mamas. But, like.
You go, mamas.
Yeah,
that's
kind of
like that's
like
torta.
That.
That's torta stuff right there.
Give me a dollar.
Torta activity.
I know you got it in your purse. Give me a dollar. Have you seen that? Yeah.
All right. A friend of mine broke up with her boyfriend and slept with this guy, who she had the biggest crush on for years. Mm. A few days later, she started getting a burning sensation in her.
Well, hold on. But needless to say, girls will go back to that one. Like, it's always the guy that she tells you not to worry about. Yeah, just going to put it there and roll one more.
The biggest crush. She had a burning sensation where you shouldn't have a burning sensation, right?
Talking figuratively or?
No, she had it on her vagina. Oh. She thought it was a yeast infection. Nope. It was herpes. However, the guy she slept with had never had a herpes outbreak prior to the current one. So his herpes was new too. Where did guy A get the herpes from?
This is an SAT question for Gen Z.
Please practice abstinence. Please practice abstinence.
This is literally the LSAT.
It's a logic question.
Where did she get herpes from? A, random park bench. B, X, C, curtain boyfriend.
This woman who had slept with guy, or wait. Where did guy A get the herpes from? He slept with a woman who had a recent herpes outbreak as well. This woman also slept with guy A's father and is now pregnant. But where did the herpes originally come from? From guy A's father.
Mm.
So, to sum up, this woman is now pregnant. They don't know if the child's father is the father of guy A or guy A's, the son. And now everyone has herpes.
Right.
Except for the boyfriend that left. The real winner of all this.
He knew. He had the street sense. He probably had autism. He said. He saw the reverberation. He said, "This is not for me."
He saw the different colors of them.
But here's the thing. That's what happens, bro. Breaks up, and then she goes and gets like revenge hookup, right? Gets herpes, and that's why in class as a kid, I'm glad that I went to sex ed because, like I mentioned, you sleep with one person, you sleep with all their partners. So you sleep with one person, you could be sleeping up with like thousands of people, and all their history, genetically speaking, all their diseases, right? So, like, never sleep with the opposite sex is what I'm getting at.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that video?
I'm like, I was following you and you said that. I was like, wait, what?
That video where it's like, imagine if, like, the world had their body counts on their forehead.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the girl
yeah.
has, like, it clearly looks like a duct tape. And it says, like, 2. And the guy has, like, 5. And he's like, oh, this is great. And then, like, they wake up the next morning and, like, the duct tape fell off. And it's like 173, and he's like, "Oh, what's wrong with you?" He's like, "Went up to 6, of course, but her's just like 173." He's like,
"173, that is crazy." Like, I don't even know.
I would love to see that at BYU because I feel like there's a lot of sleeper agents. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
They pretend and they act like they, but I feel like some of them be like. You know, like 55, you know? Well, it wasn't sex. I'm like, well, I guess it was, 55 right?
55
like,
and a half?
Right.
Well, he only put like.
So that means, wait, if we're doing halfsies, that means it's 110.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We're all about halfsies over here
at
BYU.
Well, here's the thing. Like, in Utah, they don't even count like having sex as like bodies. They count like making out as bodies. I remember being in the MTC, me and like my other elder from Texas, Elder Hansen, and they're like, how many bodies y'all got? And we're like, huh?
What's your body count?
We're like, how can you have bodies and be on a mission? And like after like talking with them a little more, they're like, no, bros. Like, how many girls you've made out with? I'm like, bro, I'm a southern gentleman.
Zero. I've done pecs, never actually fully made out.
You're a liar.
No, bro. One, I get bored. Two, I'm too busy. Three.
You're too busy, bro. You're like, I got class. I got to go.
Like, I got to get out of here.
I do this. And really the thing fun, is, most of it is not even like, it's like I don't actually kiss.
You do a capper, hand
bro.
Kiss?
You're such a capper, bro.
What the? What are you, a Puritan?
Call me it, I guess. I'll join a convent, bro.
You're a Puritan, bro. You're a Quaker?
You're a Quaker.
You're a Quaker? All right.
It just sounds
Make sure
so
you don't say it with the hard R, though.
Oh, a Quake?
Stop. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, last one. My friend went camping with some friends of hers. They went on a hike, and when they came back, they could tell that someone had been rummaging through their stuff. Nothing was taken,
Why'd you
though.
Pick those hand signs?
Nothing was taken, though. They shook it off and eventually went home. Well, my friend took the film, they had a film camera, to be developed, and when they got the pictures, they discovered what actually happened. Some guy took all of their toothbrushes, shoved them up his booty hole, and took a picture with their camera. you know, the same toothbrushes they had been using that entire time.
Did they? Does it say they used it after?
No, bro.
They went out themselves like that. Well, what I'm saying is, like, when did they catch the pictures? When did they see the pictures?
Well, I mean, so
somebody's like, one of them's like, "Oh my gosh!" And she looks over the corner. The almost like, "Huh? What?"
Just like, whoa. What's going on?
She's like, "I can't tell you."
Get that thing out of your mouth right now.
Well, the thing is about like film, like, because Angie does a lot of film.
Develop, yeah.
Yeah, like, so you have the trip, and then you have to go to the place that's gonna get developed.
Mm-hmm.
It takes them. I mean, right now it takes them maybe like 48 hours. Or maybe 3 to 4 days.
They use
days.
That toothbrush.
Like 3 to 5 business days,
for
right?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
They didn't taste and the tang or none?
Well, you have toothpaste. Anyway, so you're so excited to see these pictures, and then you see them in your email, and you see like this booty hole, and you see your...
No, imagine the person...
princess toothbrush.
Someone who developed it. Imagine the guy who developed it just being like, I don't get paid enough for this, bro. I'm going to send it anyways.
I have some experience. I used to work Walmart at the electronics center, bro. I used to have to print the photos. Some things that people would print, I'm like, bro, what is wrong with you? Get a life,
bro. You took
a
screenshot or something?
Nah, because there were some people like that would print like the nastiest
hardcore pornography?
Although Walmart did have a policy that was like, if you feel like the item is too, like, what is it, expressive? That's the word they used in training. Expressive?
How about explicit?
Well, because explicit can mean a lot of things.
Expressive can't?
Yeah, so expressive is like,
okay,
like, you know, like, yeah, it's very much in a direction.
Okay.
I remember some dude was like, he was going on his mission. And somehow in his, like, mission, like, photos that he was going to have, because it's very popular here, like, print, like, photos.
This is here.
Yeah, this is here in Utah. Okay. I was in American Fork. And, like, it's very popular to, like, print photos that you used to do. Like, for example, some girl I knew, she had, like, a whole booklet of, like, adventures she went on to show the people of Peru and stuff like that. But, like, so that's very popular here.
Ain't no one Peru wants to see that.
And somewhere in that, like, he was sneaky. Because, like, somewhere in that, like, there's, like, photos of him skiing, of him, like, you know.
Yeah.
Girlfriends, dudes, and like skiing.
Going up the canyon. And then all of a sudden, like, full up, like, pin-up photo in there. And I'm like, whoa! I remember my like, lead at the time. I'm not going to say his name, but let's say his name's Steve. I'm like,
his real name's Steven.
Dude! I'm like, what do we do? He's like, some people just, you know, they're a little expressive, so we're just going to just start hiding it in there. I'm like,
oh, he still got it? He still got the picture?
He still got it, bro.
Ain't no way, bro.
Well, then, dude, he probably didn't realize it. And then his parents are like, Steven, we have your, oh my gosh, my baby's a pedophile. Or my baby's a sinner.
That's the thing. His mom came to pick it up. So me and Steve, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings that night. And me and Steve, we were like, you think that was the mom? Like, she accidentally put a photo of herself in there.
The mom, bro?
And Steve was like, I wish there was a way we could go and, like, check the photos to see back again.
Steve a bad boy.
Bro, Steve was a bad boy.
Steve was, ma'am, can you just stand straight for me?
Yep,
that matches them. Out. That's her.
That's them. That's them already.
Oh, my God.
But, like, you got to imagine the mom's surprise. Like, she's, like, preparing the mission, but she's like, oh, maybe put those away.
That is
crazy. Or maybe she was like, I'm already making an order. So why not, you know?
For the little hubby.
What do you think, chat?
For the little husband.
Yeah, chat for GPT. A husband, you know. Yeah. So that that was a very interesting moment.
Yeah.
So, that's tough.
So I feel you. When you mentioned that, it just reminded me. Shout out Steve, man. Last I saw Steve was like,
hey, give us, we'll go ahead, if we can get, 100 likes, we'll go ahead, we'll 100? Get Steve out here.
That's all
get
we
Steve,
get.
We'll get
I
Steve
think,
out
I
here.
Think Steve's still at Walmart, though. So, like, I Steve. Could probably go find him and be like, yo, Steve, you remember that chick that we found that pinup for during, like, the mission photos that we were printing? Because at the end of the day, it's Walmart. Not a lot of crazy things happen, but when they do happen, it's crazy.
What do you mean? I feel like Walmart, it's always crazy.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's usually, like, normal days, but when it gets crazy, I mean, it goes from 0 to 10. Like, I remember some guy who looked like Ronnie Coleman trying to fight me over a freaking like gigabyte like plan for like Cricket or something. And the thing is, at Walmart, like real quick, sorry, I know I have to go, but like at Walmart, if somebody like scratches off like the thing, you can't return that. Mm. And the guy was like, I will beat your, you know, if you don't refund this right now. And like, this guy's built like Ronnie Coleman. And he looks like Ronnie Coleman.
So you pulled out your katana.
And it's me. It's me, like Steve, and like, let's say Trevor. And Trevor's the most like emo hair going down one side of his face. Like, posts about Rarik's D stuff on Instagram.
As you are.
You know, something in the way. You know, like that type. And I'm looking at Trevor. I'm looking at Steve. Steve runs because Steve's built like a twig. And Trevor's like, I can't help you, dude. Like,
the thing is, he wasn't scared because he embraces death. He was ready for it.
And Ronnie Coleman's yelling at me because, like, I'm the only guy that's got some muscle. So, of course, he's like, I'm going to take you down. And so I'm like, look, sir, I know you're angry.
Bad boy.
Bye-bye.
But please, you got to understand, like, there's no value in the return. We don't know if you've used that. I don't give a fuck, boy. I'm about to beat the brakes off you if you don't return this right now. And it was, like, $100. So I admit, like, $100. Like
broke. Same broke, boy.
No, no. And so I called, like, let's just say, like, Melissa. I'm like, Melissa, her please get Melissa. Over here. Melissa, I'm about to get the bricks beaten off of me, dude. I need come and honor this. And she comes over and she tells Ronnie Coleman. She's like, look, we're not allowed to. She's like a very nice white lady, old white lady.
Karen.
We're not allowed to give
a refund.
We're not allowed to honor this. Like, you did that. He's like, I don't give a damn if you're a woman. I'll beat the brakes off you, too. And at this point, we got to call the, like, area manager. And the area manager, he's pissed.
What happened to the police?
Apparently, we failed inspection that morning.
Why don't you call the cops or the security there?
So at that point, I called my mom, and she came.
We just kept on going higher up.
I called my mom, and my mom started beating them up.
We called Mrs. Walmart.
Nah, because then the area manager pulled up, and he's like, and his name's like John or something, and John's like, look, man,
his real name's John.
Look, man, like I'm gonna be honest with you, Jonathan. Man, he's like big trucker dude. I'm be honest, man, we can't really honor that, but because of the situation, and I understand that you're a little angry, so we're just going to honor it. And Steve's in the back, like, already hiding, and Steve's like, well, we don't honor that. He hides back, and the guy said, who said that? Who said that? Like yeah, real loud. And Steve's hiding, bro, like, behind the photo counter. So Ronnie Coleman gets his refund. And he said, that's right. Y'all some in this place.
He was testing y'all, bro, and you failed.
Yeah, it was.
What is Utah going to do, bro? What are they going to do in Utah?
Call the cops.
Call the police.
Bro, they were all scared, bro. I'm the only dude from freaking Texas that's like, hey, what's up, Rio, then? You know, bro? What's up, then?
He's like,
it's a big game of chicken.
But this dude was like 6'7", 250 cut, bro. I was not about to fight that. I know my fights, bro. And so he got his thing, man. And so shout out Walmart, man. Anybody who works at Walmart, you know how it is, man. Retail's a nightmare.
Scott's my hero. His real name's Scott. All right. Guys, we've unpacked
a lot of
cheese meal. We had peppermint, chamomile, jamaica. We had all the cheese meal.
Limon and ginger.
Limon and ginger, pepino, cucumber, all
a cucumber.
Anyways, we unpacked a lot, and so we just want to say thank you, Scotty, for coming out here.
We love you, man.
And giving us your heart and your soul.
Got some good content. We might have to cut some things, but...
No. Ladies, if you're listening, Scott is handsome, intelligent, single, talented, and so...
I almost will start cramping.
We'll have to cut that part, but we'll go ahead and... Let's hook Scott up. Let's get him a good lady. Tortas, no, not allowed. No tortas. Gotta be.
My CTP days are over.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. And we're going to go ahead and post this.
Please like, subscribe, comment down below of what you like to hear.
Right. And take a look at our TikTok and Instagram. It's actually been quite explosive.
Going really well, yeah.
And
people find us funny.
I think people find us a little bit funny.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll go ahead and cue the intro in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Does that look bad?